Whiskey Pete's Casino announces 2-year temporary closure. In December 2024, Whiskey Pete's, a casino on the California-Nevada line, shut down. It was unclear if the owner planned on reopening it, but now we may have more clarity. On Tuesday, representatives of Affinity Interactive asked Clark County commissioners in Nevada for a 2-year closure, with an option to extend it to 3. What comes next for Whiskey Pete's? The company will continue to operate the on-site gas station, which includes a selection of slot machines, even during the temporary closure of Whiskey Pete's Casino. The closure request for the casino was approved by the Clark County Commissioners, with an initial duration of 2 years. After this period, Vince Quino, the Clark County Director of Business License, will assess the situation and determine whether an extension is necessary. The primary reason behind the temporary closure, as outlined by Quino, is due to ongoing staffing and marketing challenges that have made it difficult for the casino to operate efficiently. Once a popular stop for travelers between Los Angeles and Las Vegas, Whiskey Pete's has seen a significant decrease in traffic, leading to the decision to close its casino operations. The decline in visitor numbers has reduced the property's ability to support a full-time casino at this time. Affinity's plan for future resurgence. Affinity is hopeful that an economic rebound will happen, but believe it's too weak for Whiskey Pete's at the moment. They're hopeful the rebound will coincide with the plans for an auxiliary airport to assist with Reed International Airport in Vegas. Aaron Barnett, the senior vice president and general counsel of Affinity, sent an email to the county reading as follows. Quote, "In recent years, and particularly post-pandemic, the traffic at the state line has proved to be heavily weighted towards weekend activity and is insufficient to support 3 full-time casino properties. The positive news is that expected development of an airport and ancillary businesses has created the prospect of a resurgence for the area in the coming years. However, in the interim, it is not feasible to keep all 3 casino properties staffed, supported, and open to the public on a full-time basis. As a result, we are requesting your approval to close the casino portion of the business, while continuing to operate the truck stop under the existing business licenses." Aaron Barnett, Senior Vice President and General Counsel of Affinity. According to John Carlson, Affinity's Vice President and General Counsel, in the coming months, the company plans to increase the number of slots in the travel center, gas station from 22 to 40. The 2-year closure will end on December 18, 2026.